from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
November 7th is International Tongue Twister Day. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Remember, I'm a professional, so don't try this at home. Have a terribly terrific tongue twister day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
5 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Jeff Sessions out as the nation's attorney general, forced to resign today at the request of the Trump administration. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
Sessions lost the confidence of the president after he recused himself from the DOJ's Russian collusion investigation.
Matthew Whitaker was sworn in as acting attorney general with oversight of the ongoing investigation into Russian election meddling. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer expressing concern over any attempts to hamper the ongoing special counsel's probe.
It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation.
Calls for Whitaker to recuse himself from the Mueller probe were swift, as he's previously commented on ways to cut funding to the special counsel as a way to end that investigation. This is Fox News.
We report, you decide.
Just a bit outside.
This election year, you've heard a lot of campaign ads, negative ads, finger pointing, mudslinging. But now it's all over. Now what will you do? Can we really afford to not be inundated with accusations and counter-accusations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? But there is hope. In a few short months, it will start all over again with the 2020 election. So don't despair, because before you know it, political ads will be back.
I'm a political advertising consultant, and I approve this message.
You know, one of the scariest things yesterday, in all the results, Florida, and they had to do it by 60%, agreed to restore felons' voting rights.
I saw that. Now,
there's 1.5 million felons in Florida that could now vote.
Now, I don't know how it is in Alabama, but I thought there was a process you could go through to have your voting rights restored if you were a felon. Is that not true? Have I been living under a false hope?
I think there is a limited process, but it depends on the type of felony you were convicted
of. But they just decided to give 1.5 million people back their right to vote.
Yeah, and wow. I wonder how they're going to vote. We may never see another Republican from Florida for the next 100 years. I was always taught in school in civics that one reason why you don't want to become a convicted felon is you lose your right to vote.
Right.
I thought that was a constitutional thing, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh, boy. They're already licking their chops. Impeachment, yeah. On what? At what grounds?
I don't know. I haven't understood that since they started talking about it.
You can't impeach him for his hair. Or the fact that he was mean to Jim Acosta.
No.
He's just not one of them. That's all they're really concerned with. Midterm ratings. Who was watching who on TV last night? Fox News Channel beat all the networks.
Really?
They had almost 8 million viewers. NBC was second. ABC was third. CNN fourth. Although our buddy Mr. Blackman said, once you get past all the crackpots on CNN, they do a good job on election night. MSLSD fifth, and CBS, once the Tiffany of networks, dead last.
Well, I have a question. This is for my lovely wife, Donna. She was asking how the amendments, you know, the four amendments that were on our ballots, how did that work out?
All passed.
They all passed?
Yeah, pretty much what happened in Alabama is it was a 60-40 election.
Yeah.
Republicans won 60-40, and all the amendments were passed at about 60-40.
So where were all the Republicans when Doug Jones is running against Roy Moore? I mean, 60-40, that's a huge split. And just not that long ago, Doug Jones became our senator.
Maybe they were pouting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I can
imagine. So the Dow is up almost 600 points. That's amazing. I can't because what we're reading the headlines up. Well, there's going to be gridlock and all this crap.
Who was that guy?
Gridlock. If you ever find yourself, I wanted to mention. I'm so excited today. I've been doing IV vitamin therapy at Infusion.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing one that's formulated for weight loss and metabolism boost. And today, I decided to try on a pair of pants that was two waist sizes smaller than what I've been wearing. And they button without sucking it in.
Oh, man, that's big.
I was just thrilled. Uh-huh. Just thrilled. Because, and the fact that I'll be doing CryoSkin 3.0, which is a new technology, rather than endure a surgical procedure like liposuction or something, this is a technology that destroys the fat under the skin, it goes into your lymphatic system, and you eliminate it like anything else, and you can do up to an inch a session. It's amazing. So it's at Infusion, and if you'd like to learn more, call 296-1662. If you're feeling run down, or maybe you've partied a little bit too hard, you can restore your system's chemical balance with one IV. 296-1662. Joey does the cryo.
Oh, I love it.
Today?
No, that's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow. And that's 3 minutes that get your body into a clarified mode of overdrive that's kind of hard to explain, but you feel great from head to toe when you walk out.
Burn calories, reduce inflammation, all the things that are good.
Yeah, and Joey does a pretty intense yoga program and, you know, gets rid of those aches and pains. So whatever you're looking to accomplish, there's a technology at Infusion that's bound to help you. Rich Thomas has been doing the IVs, and we're both going to do CryoSkin 3.0.
Wow.
So maybe I can go down two more sizes. That'd be awesome. 296-1662. Learn more at infusioncryoandlaser.com. We've got traffic, news, and weather together, and then Brad McDonald with a big day on the market.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on 85 northbound, guess where, at Taylor Road. That's got traffic backed up from just before the ramps at Taylor Road all the way back past the Eastern Boulevard and headed down toward Perry Hill Road. Now we have another accident. It's on Perry Hill Road at Harrison. Also seeing some slow traffic between Ann Street and South Union Street on 85 northbound, so careful there. Also some slow traffic on 65 northbound from North Boulevard headed up toward Highway 143. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery at the Regions Bank on the Atlanta Highway. Police are searching for 60-year-old Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. President Donald Trump has fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump temporarily has appointed Sessions Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker as acting Attorney General. Before becoming AG, Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate. Trump had increased his attacks in recent months on Sessions and his handling of the Russia investigation. Alabama Republicans crushed Democratic hopes of building on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide and contested congressional races on Tuesday as Alabama maintained its status as an exceedingly tough territory for Democrats. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there, high around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state, and that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free Lunch and Learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 512, let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you today?
Man, I tell you what, I'm doing great. I really am. Big day in the market.
That's
a lot of news.
That's where it starts. I didn't know how to think the markets would react to the election result, or was today's huge, 600 points almost on the Dow, did that have something to do with actual financial factors? What's your take?
No, I think it was several things. I think first and foremost, let's just go ahead and hit this one head on, the impact of the election, because that's obviously a big deal. Huge election yesterday, massive voter turnout. So the market hates fear and it hates uncertainty, and what it got from these elections is exactly what it expected to happen. That's why we're up like this, and it's also sending a loud and clear message that all of the Trump policies and pro-growth policies that have been put in place are not in jeopardy in any way. They really aren't. Okay, so we are going to have to deal with new committee heads throughout the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Which I thought, by the way, Trump really, really handled that well, reaching across the aisle, even as hard as it had to have been, to congratulate Pelosi and say, hey, because the last thing he wants, or anyone wants, is, massive gridlock and a whole bunch of infighting going on, and you got a war up there in Washington. With subpoena power and all this stuff, and Trump,
that's the thing. All I've heard from Democrats today is, "Oh, we're going to investigate and more Russia and more, this and that." Nothing but gridlock.
Well, you could see that. On the other hand, though, I also think Democrats are they're looking at what's going on. This was not a blue wave by any stretch. It wasn't even close. You had some key races in certain districts that flipped over to the Democrats. The Republicans won in some really, really key races that not many people talk about, and those are governorships in big-time states.
Ohio
that in the
one.
Past have been held by Democrats. Yes, Iowa, you're right.
Ohio, and, too.
And then in Florida. So these are big states that I think set up well for Trump in a 2020, in his reelection campaign, and that's only going to help. And then you see what happened in the Senate, where the Republicans gained seats there. So I think they realize, there's no question they realize that Trump resonates with people in this country, and they're very, very happy with the job that he's done, and particularly from the economic side of things. And all of the reasons that we've listed on prior shows and that we all know. But I think it's pretty shrewd, and I think it's smart. And the number one thing that, and I've mentioned this on the air many times, that as soon as we got through with this, one of the three key buzzwords you were going to hear about is infrastructure.
Right.
And I know that our clients who are listening, this will relate to them, because as we've done portfolio reviews, our smallest position in our largest portfolio model is building and construction. And we wanted that because we felt like, regardless of the outcome of this election, that was going to be a topic of conversation in the next 2 years of this presidency. It's something that Chuck Schumer wants. It's something that Pelosi wants. And I think they're going to try to work together to get a deal done there.
I hope. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It would. It's, you know, you're going to get down in the weeds in terms of how they fund it. You know, they're both coming at it from different angles. But the other key thing I was looking at today was this 10-year bond yield. You didn't really see a massive spike, but you did see yields go up a little bit. And I think that's another confirmation of the market telling you, hey, this growth story we're talking about is not going to end anytime soon. In other words, I promise you, if the market thought that because of the outcome that happened last night that there was going to be some huge threat to the Trump pro-growth policy, you would see bond yields going down, not the other way around. So, I would have loved to have kept the house like any conservative, but that didn't happen. They won it by a very narrow margin, and it's not a threat to anything. You know, that we have seen that's been so good and so prosperous for the country in the last couple of years. So I still believe that we're on a strong trajectory for growth. And I would also remind that since World War II, if you look at the average of the S&P 500 since World War II, after a midterm election, the average market return is 16.7%. And I don't see that deviating next year. I really don't. I think we're going to see the market continue to do quite well. We've had a lot of nervousness about this election, a lot of nervousness around interest rates, and I think we've removed one of the big ones that's now off the list. So we can focus our attention on what the Fed has to say after this meeting they've gone into today to discuss rate policy. And then we focus on the trade issue, which I think is going to probably be put to bed here relatively soon. The Chinese wanted to see, you know, a major, major backlash against the president. That did not happen. I think they're going to be willing to sort of deal. I don't know if they get it done by December or if it happens in January or February of next year, but I think the market will draw a bead on that, hey, this is probably going to come to an end, and that'll be good for markets as well.
Well, let's hope. It was interesting. I didn't remember, and I'm glad I didn't go by memory, because after Reagan's first couple of years, he lost seats in the House and only gained like one, maybe, or two in the Senate. So it's very parallel, reaction to in the midterm then, but he carried 49 states in 1984, because by then his program had really kicked in. And there was serious prosperity happening. So we'll see if history repeats itself there, too.
Well, it could. You never can tell. But I can tell you, from my perspective, I think if the Democrats are smart, and that's debatable as a party, then they're gonna be very, very, very careful in how they handle this in the House. Because if they make one wrong move, they're going to totally blow their chances for anything in 2020. And we'll see what happens. I tend to believe that you're going to have some of the fringe out there think about, i.e., you know, Maxine Waters as a chairperson, you know.
Oh, brother.
You're going to have this fringe out there that's going to want to push hard on certain agenda items.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the challenge for the speaker. That's going to be a real challenge because they're not going to want that. They know, they've seen what happens.
Yeah.
It's not good. So,
well, in addition to that, we've elected the youngest nitwit ever to Congress with Ocasio-Cortez Bug Eyes from the Bronx and some openly anti-Semitic people as well, sadly, of a Palestinian and somebody else have made their way in. I guess that's called diversity. We'll see how that works out. Friends, I love that news, though. It's bottom line, seeing the market have a nice, healthy day like it did today and be on the upswing. That bodes well for the future. Have you thought about your future? Have you made any plans? Done anything specific? It's not what they did. Well, better to sit down with a financial advisor like Brandt and the incredible team of people he's got at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and talk about goals, real goals. Where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years for your retirement. They can help you with all of those issues. Call them at 387-0094. That's 387-0094. For McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Look forward to it, buddy.
I'm glad the election's over, I'll tell you
that.
Yeah, I know. No doubt about it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Well, I could use a little Dr. Sigmund Azebo. That'll get me in a cheerful mood as we get ready to head over to Baumhauer's tonight at 6. Baumhauer's on Eastern Boulevard at the Round Tables. Please come and join us.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Accident on 85 northbound at Taylor Road has traffic backed up from Taylor Road all the way back past Perry Hill Road approaching Ann Street. We also have slow traffic from Ann Street down to about Alabama State on 85 northbound and on 85 southbound from about Alabama State down to the interchange. Also, accidents now on Early Street and Moulton Street. So lots of stuff going on out there, but especially heavy on 85 northbound from Taylor Road back past Perry Hill. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving. You can shop from home. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality of diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time for a smile.
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Attorney Dr. Sidman Azibo. How do you do today?
Fine.
Good. I call you on the behalf of the church that you go to.
Yes.
I speak with your pastor there, and he reached out to me as a liaison to some of the members that he feels has a problem or an addiction. Some of the congregation, they let them write down names of who they think has addiction.
Yes.
And your name was on the list, baby, because they say that you smoke too much, and that they want me to reach out to you to get you into the meeting, baby. Because you smoke the dope, and we want to be sure that you do not smoke that dope before you come to the church.
No, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no, they said that you have dope on the paper. They said that you smoke dope.
I'm on oxygen. No, I never smoke dope.
So what are you? What are you, baby? Why are you on the oxygen machine and you smoke? Because the oxygen is flammable. The American blacks, you are so stupid, you do not know that explosion will come.
I go on the porch, turn off the oxygen and go in the bathroom.
That is still dangerous, baby. You will blow your and barbecue yourself, baby. You are not very intelligent. Why are you not very intelligent, man?
I know this is a habit. I know that, and I know I have to stop.
I spoke with the congregation, and they want you to sit on the back pew next Sunday at church because your breath is so stinky from the cigarette, and they don't. So they want you to sit all the way in the back far right-hand corner of the church with service time because no one wants to sing next to you because your breath is so funky. You smell like an old cigarette, and no one wants to look at you in your teeth. You will sit back in the back.
My teeth is not yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've seen pictures of your teeth, and they look like little...
Wait, you ain't seen no pictures of my teeth.
Little pieces of butter. You have little butter. I cannot believe it's not butter. That is what your teeth say.
It is not.
Sometimes I rub, they say that you can rub a waffle on your teeth and get butter on your waffle.
I don't believe that.
They said that sometimes your grits need butter and you just smile and the butter just falls off of your teeth right into the grit.
No.
Man, do not holler at me, man, because I will come and slap you because I'm not.
You can come and slap me.
Don't be mean to me, baby, because you have this smoke.
I am
going to
be mean to you.
You sit that's in the back corner. Pool. You sit in the back. Sit in the back corner of the church, baby.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
What a waffle on her teeth.
That was brought to you by...
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear weapons
testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Just doing a little research on the AG, that's the acting AG, with Jeff Sessions resigning today.
Yeah.
Matt Whitaker, he looks like Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor?
Now, I'll tell you, look.
Like a human thumb.
This guy.
Oh, man.
No, he looks badass.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a very high opinion of the Mueller thing. Thought it's gone way too far.
Looks like he just ate a puppy or something, man. He's bad looking.
Yeah, maybe we don't need Trey Gowdy. Jeez.
We need Lex Luthor.
You know what we need? We need a spot for Trey Gowdy here.
There we go.
Trey Gowdy, I love Trey Gowdy, but it always looks like he had his hair sharpened by a machine.
And he does look a bit startled sometimes.
Hey, speaking of political commentary, we've been waiting all afternoon for Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob. Yeah. Chad.
You guys taking bets on the AG, huh?
Well, I was just looking, checking up on Whitaker.
Yeah.
Why not do him? Why not just leave him in there?
I wouldn't mind keeping him in there. He'd be good. He was just chief of staff, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up there, and he's you know, he's a career man. He'd be a good guy. So I hear Rosenstein is off the Russia case. Is that what you guys are hearing? That Whitaker's taking charge of all the investigations.
Yes, that's Russia. Exactly what I read. Hmm.
Russia, right?
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I would love to believe that the Democrats are going to sue for peace.
No.
And actually, and they may on a couple of things, like the infrastructure thing. I agree with Brandt on that. But this is not the Democratic Party of the Clinton years.
No.
Just as we have gotten rid of all of our rhinos now, just about, they've gotten rid of all their blue dog Democrats.
And their moderates, yes.
That's what I'm talking about, their moderates. So all they have left is that crazy base that they have to kowtow to, and they want a pound of flesh. So you got Gerald Nadler, you got Maxine Waters and all those folks, and they just can't help themselves. And this is why Nancy Pelosi keeps losing her seat, because they always overreach. So I think that they are going to set up Donald Trump. He's going to use them as the foil to run against in 2020. And I think it's going to be pretty effective, because he's going to be able to say, hey, look at the first 2 years of administration. Guess what the difference is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The difference is I got a Congress. I got, you know, a House of Representatives controlled by wackos who don't want to do anything but subpoena me, look at my tax return, and relitigate the Kavanaugh issue, you know? So, as much as I would have loved to have had the House, they barely have a majority, yeah. Right? What are they going to have, like a 10-seat majority when it's all said and done, maybe 11 seats? So we'll see how it goes. I'm very pleased with the Senate. I'm very pleased with how the governor raised
there's still a couple of shockers. A, that McSally hasn't wiped the map of Arizona with her opponent Sinema, when she's such a clearly superior candidate,
let me explain what's happened. We have a shift in demographics. California has infected all of the western states.
I agree. That's why we lost in Montana.
Right. They've infected Colorado, you know, the decade before.
Yeah.
But they've infected Idaho, Washington State, Montana. They're making a pretty good move into Texas. That's why Beat himself got, you know, so close to Cruz. And, you know, that's what's happened. And the same thing with, you know, some of the Northeasterners in states like North Carolina and now Georgia. I mean, you know, they almost elected that communist woman that, you know, she's as radical as Gillum was, right? So they are like locusts. They go to a state, they take it over, they tax the hell out of everybody, the state collapses, then they leave and move to the next host, right? And that's what they're doing. And they'll ruin Texas, too. And they'll ruin, I mean, realize that Gillum was a half a point away from being able to ruin Florida financially.
Yeah. I mean, now that they're going to allow felons to vote, you can forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable, right? So I just think that, you know, we've got a demographic issue. And the best thing, if I were Trump, what I'd be doing the next 2 years is spending all my time cultivating the blue-collar middle class in the Rust Belt like he did the first time, spending a lot of time in states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, those, you know, solid blue-collar areas, because there's a possibility he won't be able to get Florida. And, you know, Florida's a lot of electoral votes.
Yeah,
you know?
They're, so, I mean,
20-something.
That was shocking to me that Florida made that move yesterday, handing over the power to people.
You know that,
Greg?
I tell you. Well, it's because the media is the fourth estate. They are the Democratic Party, and so, you know, they were actually going to let this guy. They were cheerleading a guy who's under federal investigation. Under federal investigation. You know, and yesterday we have four Democrats who are reelected to office that have charges of sexual assault against them.
Keith Ellison winning in Minnesota.
Yeah. So much for the party of women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these people have legitimate sexual assault claims against them, you know? So I don't want to hear them preach about Trump being anti-woman when their party, did not, like, kick Keith Ellison or any of them out. They full-throated And really, when it comes down to it, Greg, it's all about a raw exercise of power. That's what this all is, you know. They're going to do whatever they do. If they had a guy on video killing somebody, they'd still, if he was on the ballot and they couldn't get anybody else on there, they'd still support him or her.
Well, it's like the guy out in, where was it, Nevada? The dead guy won.
Yeah, the brothel owner. He's a Republican.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you got dead people beating you out because, you know, that's just this, that he just died last month, though, so I guess it was too
much. Yeah, he had a heart attack. He didn't. Did he die in action?
I don't know, but...
He fell on his sword.
who is the politician?
Uh-oh.
Chad, you cut out.
Well, he went out on a laugh there, man.
He did.
Leave him wanting more.
Yeah.
We have to hit the traffic dungeon here now anyway. Before we do that, if you find yourself in a wreck, please, after all the paperwork and police reports, and then you see your insurance adjuster, if you pick Montgomery Paint and Body, your insurance adjuster will be thrilled because he knows they'll be doing a square, honest job, that you as a customer will be receiving a car back that will look as good as it did the day you bought it or as close to it as they can make it happen. And when all is said and done, you'll be very pleased that you made them your choice. It's you know, from body shop to body shop, there are similar technologies and things in place, but with Montgomery Paint and Body, it's the gold standard when it comes to automotive body repair ethics, because Donnie Turner is not the type of person, it's not in his DNA, to do anything less than the best possible job in any situation. No shortcuts, no, hey, you can pocket a few dollars here if you just skip this one. He won't do it. He won't do it. You know why? Because Donnie Turner has a conscience that's very powerful, and that's his guide. You know, they want to do right by the people that trust them. And we hope you will. So many of us here in this building, it's not that we're bad drivers. Some of us have been attacked by mailboxes.
They'll jump out at you.
Idiots pulling out of parking spaces. That's how the boss got it. And the first call he made was not to the police. It was to me. I need Donnie Turner's number now.
Stat.
There you go. It's 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lake.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are about to have a major problem, and that is on 85 northbound. We have traffic starting to slow down right down around South Union Street, goes up to around Ann Street. And then we have an accident up near Taylor Road on 85 northbound that has traffic backed up almost to Ann Street. Those two streams of traffic are about to meet, and that's going to make a big problem. We also have some pretty slow traffic on the southbound side from Ann Street down to the interchange. We're seeing some slow traffic on 65 northbound from North Boulevard on up toward Highway 143. Slow spots around the boulevard this evening, especially up around Wears Ferry Road on East Boulevard. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more there at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. President Donald Trump has fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump temporarily has appointed Sessions' Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker as Acting Attorney General. Before becoming AG, Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate. Trump had increased his attacks in recent months on Sessions and his handling of the Russia investigation. Alabama Republicans crushed Democratic hopes of building on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide and contested congressional races on Tuesday as Alabama maintained its status as an exceedingly tough territory for Democrats. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery at the Regions Bank on the Atlanta Highway. Police are searching for 60-year-old Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there, high around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state. And that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk's Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Let's get away from the politics for a moment because my choice for most electrifying story today is this. For the first time in history, Americans are expected to spend $1 trillion on Christmas.
Wow.
It's our first Christmas bit of the season, too.
Of $1 trillion Christmas, record sales this year. Amazon on your laptop, but no more trips to Sears. Have $1 trillion Christmas, 'cause you are feeling rich. Buy Legos with lots of dough or a Nintendo Switch. The shopping mall filled with all those peeps. Somebody waits in line buying 12 Barbies. Have $1 trillion Christmas. It's a strong economy. Spending cash on $1 trillion Christmas this year.
Think about what that means to the economy overall. So all you Christmas haters, screw off.
$1 trillion.
That's enormous.
That's a lot of trips to the Walmart right there.
Well, you know, they call Black Friday that name for a reason. It's the day that means the difference between profit and loss for a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, another great sign of economic times. So let's get the Democrats in there to ruin it, okay? Let's make sure that they find new ways to spend all that revenue. That's too much. You don't need all that money. Oh! That's the other thing that I loved about yesterday. Not one of the people that Obama ran around like a wind-up toy and endorsed won.
None of them.
None of them. And Stacey Abrams, I'm sorry. Your race is not close. It's almost 2 points. Give it up, Tubby. That woman. She just...
See, it's comments like that.
Did you see the...
Comments like what, Joey?
Like fat shaming people. Like, why do you have to bring up her weight?
Because she's enormous. Looks well fed.
So?
Did you see
the... wrong amount of curves.
The Mimi, that, as you call it? The
she doesn't have curves. She has waves. Blubber waves.
There's no wrong amount of waves.
Are these amber
she's
waves?
She's somebody you could punch in the stomach all the way up to your elbow.
If she's going to haul ass, she's got to make 2 trips. Is that what you're saying? Anyway?
3.
Okay.
She had Oprah down there. She had Obama. She had tons of Hollywood money. Loser. Go away.
Did no good.
Didn't happen. Ain't going to happen. You talk too much about gun rights and stuff in a state that's really not interested in that.
Whatever you say, racist.
Did you see the Black Panthers? They're out there marching with their AK-47s. Oh, that's AK-47s. Another good one.
Yeah, right. I know. Out in the open. I mean, are you allowed to do that in Georgia? I don't know where you're allowed to do that at all.
Sexist.
Now, I was living in Washington State, and they were going to have a parade in
Idaho.
By
the way, that $1 trillion Christmas... Your part of it just went down.
Okay.
So keep it up.
Okay.
Keep it up.
When I see racism and sexism, I call it out.
Somebody's got to do it.
All right.
I can't even take it seriously.
If you see racism and sexism, call it out.
Joey. Should you have a flag like at football?
Yeah.
And you just throw it?
Exactly.
What color would that flag be now?
It could be yellow.
Could be yellow? Just like,
yeah. It can be allowed. Yellow could be allowed.
And you could go up and make the call?
Right.
Turn your
or we could throw a red flag, like it's a challenge flag.
Holy crap, I forgot we had a Barney this afternoon for young Joey that I forgot to play.
Now you're definitely racist.
It's about discipline.
Yeah.
I would listen very carefully to this if I were you.
All right.
We had Mr. Electric out to our house yesterday because there's a few things that we realize we need done. One of the things that Mr. Electric can do, if you go to their website, MrElectric.com, the whole menu of things they can do for your home is really extensive. And we're having a bunch of stuff done, including light fixture installation. We had a couple of questions about in fact, we didn't even know it when we bought it, but Mr. Electric pointed out we wanted a security light for the one side of our yard. And he pointed out, well, you know, you have a fixture installed up there, but there's nothing connected to it. I didn't even know that.
Well, that would make it, like, not work.
That's right. That's why there's no light coming from there. So we're going to get that taken care of. We're going to get our panel upgrade. We gave them a long list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be out to the house several times. But we had a 10 o'clock appointment yesterday morning. The doorbell rang at 9:53.
Amazing.
And just, again, the confidence you have in their skill and their knowledge of what they're doing, they help you form a plan to get your house up to speed with whatever it is you need. And that includes the light down by the street so I don't drive my own damn mailbox down anymore. We're going to have that done, too. They also do the Nest thermostat. That's an e-system that you can run from your phone. Turn the AC up a little bit while you're away and turn it down before you get home so you can walk into a comfortable house and save big bucks on electricity. For more information to schedule an installation of smart technology and the Nest smart thermostat, call Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit Mr. Electric. .com. Now, the voice of Generation
Joey.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about discipline. Your parents were raised a certain way, and they will pass it on to you. So if you start to misbehave, smack on your behind. Here's the problem. Hitting kids can be hurtful to them. Wait, isn't that the point? When you're being bad and your mom and dad are getting really mad and they want to scream and yell, just tell them, mother, father, research says corporal punishment is more of a detriment to the child than an effective method of discipline. Because everyone likes a smart aleck. So if you want to grow up well-adjusted kids, Doc, Barney loves you.
That help?
Not really.
No.
No, I'm too far gone.
Yeah, these market numbers today are just mind-boggling. I wish I had seen them earlier. I would have been in a better mood.
You would have been excited.
How did you miss it?
Joey,
it's
I
been
can't.
A quiet day otherwise.
The session stuff took you down.
Well, yeah. So. Yeah, that broke just before I left to come in. Oh, man.
Yeah, but this new attorney general, I mean it. He looks like a human thumb.
He does look like he kills some people with...
Yeah.
Describe him in one word or less.
Yeah, he's bad. He's really,
he looks
really
like
bad.
He's ready to have some fun with the Democrats.
Shut your mouth.
I believe that. 551, as always, our thanks to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for their support of the show, Free Speech and Talk Radio. Folks that take on the toughest assignment, which is dealing with folks, many of them are wounded warriors that come home facing a period of adjustment. Perhaps it's short-term, sometimes it's long-term. Sometimes it's permanent. Whatever the case, each situation is different and uniquely analyzed, and the technologies they develop to help restore choices, that process begins immediately. They've been doing this for many, many years. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson run literally an invention workshop for people who need choices restored, who want to be re-empowered. They don't want to feel helpless. They don't want to feel like dependent. What they want is to do as much for themselves as they can, and that's what Gulf States Mobility seeks to do. Numbers 514-6590. Please, when you have a moment, look them up on Facebook and like them. So it's off to Baumhauer's to commiserate with the Roundtable Gang tonight. Hope you'll come by and join us over there. And what you got in the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, we will have Southern Wood.
Oh, my goodness.
Southern Wood, some might call him radio.
How did I get so fortunate to see him, too? Man.
You know what? I've always liked 84.
Yeah.
But once again, I find myself deeply indebted to him for yet another good deed he did.
He's a good deed doer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good deed doer.
Salt of the earth.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Remember last week, Gamma Curtis' dog passed away.
Yeah.
84 took care of that. You have no idea how grateful my neighbor was. And gosh, it was sad to lose Maggie because she was just a magnificent black Labrador.
Was she an older pet?
She was older, and she just passed away. She just, thankfully, it was just one of those, not a...
You know, that's good when they do that. They just lay down and go to sleep, you know.
That's pretty much how it happened. Well, but Maggie was a large dog, and my neighbor Leah, she didn't have any clue what to do, so she was in a bit of a panic, and 84 stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody, he's the kind of guy that's the first to volunteer for anybody that's in crisis, and we love him for that. 554, what?
I was going to say, I'm glad you mentioned this, because somebody like that is why, on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, I'm going to have him talk about Sasquatch, erotica, pimps, and pot. This all has to do with the election last night. This isn't just Joey being a deviant and a degenerate.
Right.
How about a Sasquatch pimp? That would be something.
You're close.
Got the big hat with
this
the feather
all has
in.
To do with politics last night, folks.
Well, we've elected one of everything else. We'll see you over at Bomb.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a little bit of a break on 85 northbound. Some of that traffic that was backed up from down around the interchange up toward Ann Street got out of the way. So now all we have is the backup from that accident at Taylor Road. It is backed up almost all the way to Ann Street still. And on 85 southbound around South Union, there's a little bit of a crowd right there. Also on 65 northbound coming off of North Boulevard onto 65 North. There's a little bit of backed up traffic there. Around the boulevard, South Boulevard's pretty heavy, and we see a little bit of heavy traffic just north of Wares Ferry Road, north and southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard. Also, accidents now on Atlanta Highway at East Boulevard and Bell Road at Vaughn Road, so be very careful with those. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our